Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's good afternoon for me. Hello to you in internet land, whatever you're doing. I am so glad you're joining me, Cynthia Rose. I'm excited to talk to you today. And I'd love to connect with you. If you want to talk through Facebook, Brendan will be monitoring Cynthia Rose Medium Group. If you want to talk to me through the website for any of my appointments at cynthiarosemedium.com, then you can book freely online, but Brendan is also one who handles that, so feel free. I would so love it if you like this podcast. I need to say this, if you could take a minute if you like it, and let others know and help others. So if you listen on YouTube and you like it or want to share a comment, please, on my YouTube channel, Cynthia Rose Medium, and let me know. Also, on iTunes, I'm newer on iTunes, so if you like it, please put in, I think it's subscribe or like or something like that, and let others know. So here I am. Thoughts for the week. You know, I didn't want to be pinned down to a topic this week. It seemed to me that so many things are shifting and going on. I wanted to be more, a little bit more in the moment. So I've been pondering. You know, I've been contemplating the planetary movements. There was the eclipse, all the retrograde action. And, you know, funny thing is, sitting out and removing bricks from the earth. It's not an overnight job. It's a work in progress. You know, what do I want to put there? I'm thinking this morning, like, do I want more blackberry or other plants? Just trying to stay open. And this was the longest lunar eclipse in 100 years. So we have one more eclipse to go. But as I sat there, and I've been kind of sitting there over the days and kind of looking at the spots, we can put two raised beds there and we could still have a little area for garden. And I finally figured out what I want to do. Instead of having to know the answer right then and there, I just left room within my consciousness for a answer to come in. I'm glad I did that, because I could have rushed to do something that might not have fit. And I think that's fitting for what's going on right now. Many of us are talking about what a powerful time this is for shifting our lives. You know, and today, with the moon in Aries, it can be easy to grab on to that Aryan energy and feel like we want to do something or get frustrated or just have a harder time sitting still. Aries, the beginning, rules the beginning. And we may just have a glimpse of wanting to do something new, or whisper, perhaps. And the thing is, it's usually a good time for starting new things at the moon in Aries, but also depends on your personal chart, of course. But with all the other planetary movements, well, there could be a delay and, well, wait, decide a plan, not acting. Plan. Take time to just contemplate. Even if we know what we're doing, leave room for space. You know, because whether you're conscious of it or not, Energies are shifting, and what we're contemplating or visioning now is very important. Eclipses don't happen overnight. They are said to have, you know, a 6-month window. So that's just, I think, one step to another, because there's always going to be another influence, isn't there? There's always something. So I have released the need to know all the answers right now, because I know that the more the answers come, the more questions arise as well. But I don't have to have everything figured out and know all the answers right now. You know, I have to laugh because I love, love, love the ocean. One of my friends calls me a mermaid, but I'm here in Colorado and I'm happy here too. It's where I'm supposed to be. I know that. And I'll be back in Kauai doing readings in January. And, well, January's a long way off. So if I ever feel the need for the ocean, I just close my eyes and I recall the feeling that comes from being on the beach. Just being in that feeling. And I instantly bring something to my consciousness that is so peaceful. And you know, we can be instantly somewhere. It is possible. I mean, it's possible to remote view. That's been proven. And that's a part of our consciousness that goes there. So, yeah, I have the sign at home that says beach. But what I'm talking about here is bringing the feeling here, not being somewhere else. Being where I am and bringing that feeling in. It's lovely. Equally, we can choose to have moments when we just want to escape into another place. And I guess there's a season and a time for everything, isn't there? But what I'm claiming is being in that state here and now. And I invite you to join me. Feels right. Bring a deeper knowing and a deeper awareness. As we speak, my heart is bursting with a greater love, a greater joy than I've ever felt. You know, last week I drove home from the office and I passed an area with horses that I've often driven by. And the horses, they had become so important. I literally wanted to pull over and be with the horses. And I was grateful for the people that keep horses, that were keeping these horses. And then that night, we watched an hour show. And what was in it? Horses and the strong connection that someone felt to horses. And it was like something in the 1800s. It was a magical feeling. The next day, I understood why horses were coming up so importantly. It was with a client's loved ones. They always know that you're coming. I love that. And so that's just another synchronicity. You know, it amazes me how they know a loved one's made an appointment or coming to see me or even having a phone reading. It's as if they need me closer to them from the time they make the appointment to when I read for them. It's really interesting. Who knows? I do know that they sometimes bring evidence to this very thing. Okay, well, I was digressing. Back to the shift that's happening on a collective and personal level. You know, it's funny. When we talk about the shift, it almost sounds as if, boom, a penny drops. Something happens instantly. Well, the shift happens instantly on an energetic level. The physical level may not bring instant change to all of us. For one, it may be a calling of their soul, which brings a discontented feeling. sometimes we don't make changes unless we're uncomfortable where we are. Sometimes, if we don't make changes, life seems to bring them for us, to remind us that we needed them. These changes can seem to come quickly, but our changing, that is a process. Now, I can tell you, I've experienced an instant shift with instant physical changes. At the time, I was not aware of all that was shifting. And I think that that may be more common than not. Perhaps we say yes, something feels different, or it seems different, but maybe there's not an outward display, just a pondering, or even a question, or a knowing, a whisper. But just as no isolated event is isolated, neither is sudden change, because there's always energies leading up to it. You know, major events in history had signs of them coming, whether we were aware of them or not. And so I think, for me, what I find very valuable is always working towards a greater awareness, being aware of what's going on at different levels, being present in the moment. It's much more powerful than it can seem at times. And I wonder, though, if we were aware of all that lies ahead on the road, would we still walk the journey? It could be a journey that we may have even set up before we came. Possibilities, but we may not know them yet. But all we can do is stay present in the moment. And in that moment, come from a place that works best for us to hold that space that gives us our best life. It can be a challenge in today's world. In every choice, every thought, every action brings a reaction. Yes, every thought. Every reaction holds possible choices with it. Now, when we make choices based on logic, perhaps we're not aware of, or maybe we don't listen to that other divine part of us. It seems we may experience something other than listening when we're listening to our soul voice, or what I'm calling soul voice. You know, when I was younger, I made decisions in my life that have been based on logic, and outwardly everything looked great, and I tried so hard to not listen to that soul voice completely. You know, I wanted to fit in, and thought perhaps I'd give it a try. I mean, that's my excuse right now. These were tough lessons. You know, I won't say I regret them, because I had experiences that added to my tapestry. But looking back and pondering right now, when I've trusted that knowing and chosen a path, it has been much more meaningful and powerful than I can ever imagine. You know, if you have a story that you want to share with me about that, I'd love for you to call in or leave a comment on the Cynthia Rose Medium. I think it's 1-202-570-7057. I mean, some of us are afraid to trust that. But I think what it is that we could be afraid of trusting is when that knowing and that soul voice is confused with the mind voice. When that gets all jumbled up, then, yeah, I can understand not being sure about trusting. You know, but once you've been somewhere and you know that place, you can choose another one. So once we've had an experience, even if it wasn't a great experience, maybe we've learned something very valuable. We don't need to go there again. The past does not have to repeat itself. You know, that kind of reminds me one day, years and years ago, I was at a bookstore in Vancouver called Banyan Books. I'm actually going to be up there demonstrating in September, doing a gallery, a messages from loved ones. Well, I was at this bookstore, and it was my first bookstore that I would wander in. I started going there when I was like 14. And so you could go there and they had little spots to read, and I would pick up a book, and I was always looking at a few books, and I'd pick one and stop to pick another, and I read in different areas. One day I just kind of wandered over to this area thinking, what am I doing here? And I don't even know how we got talking, but this young lady started talking to me, and she said something so profound that it stuck with me. And she said, well, first of all, I want to say that in itself, she doesn't even know who I am. We never exchanged names. But the presence she brought to speaking with me really affected me in a beautiful way. And I'm thankful to her. I don't know who she is, but it was beautiful. She said something like, isn't it funny that we always expect our past to be like our future? And it has nothing to do with it. And I thought about that. I thought, that is interesting. So we're going to have a little break, I see. Go grab a glass of water and join me for the second part. So glad you're with me. And if you're listening afterwards, thank you for being here. Talk to you in a minute.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. So, I think I was talking about, I'm just going stream of consciousness here. Um, anyways, I don't know where we were, but I've been taking time to just listen and then I'll go forward. And I have to say, I love living life from this place of listening and trusting and moving forward. You know, and perhaps not knowing all the answers and the outcomes, but glimpses come. And I let go of the need to have all the details because maybe I just don't know or see them yet. But I think a part of us knows where we're going. I've often had a sense of, I need to go in that direction, or I want to do this or that. And even though I see it, it doesn't really manifest until maybe 6 months or even a year down the road sometimes. But it surely does. It's like glimpses of where we're going. And synchronicities, when we experience them, remind us that we're on our path. Because we're truly on our path all the time. We can't always see that, especially when we're going through difficult times. But we are. And the silliest of synchronicities happen. That it can make you laugh. It can make you jolly. It can be stunningly beautiful. But I think that the most difficult times that I've had is maybe if I haven't seen the choices or the options, or maybe if my knowing was a little confused or I didn't trust it completely. But you know, we can't trust it completely if we don't let it out to play. We've got to work to build it. It's a skill. It really is. So I encourage you to go forth that builds your knowing in a way that supports you. You have all of the answers inside of you. You may have a bunch of noise or a bunch of stuff in your head that blocks you from that. That's possible. That can happen. But we can always clear a road. We can always clean up a room. We can clear that stuff out. And then sometimes we just have to take a leap of faith and choose a road, don't we? I mean, I know that's true. You know, I used to go to the park with my dad. These were always magical days for me. And the minute I got home, I was so excited to go again the next weekend. He sometimes would ask me if I wanted to go and do something else. And he told me many years later that he would laugh at the fact that all I wanted to do was go back to that same park every week. That park was filled with wonderment for me. I know it was for him too. He had this unique ability to connect with me at my age, where I was at 4, at 5, at 6, at 7. He was able to connect with me on my level where I was and still feel the magic of it. We could equally enjoy being adults together. But back then, we'd talk to the trees and hide nuts for the squirrels, and we'd visit other animals too. But back then, things were different. And not everyone thought about what it means to confine animals in a zoo. Well, we had a small zoo, and we would visit them in the park. But I have to tell you, I had some magical lessons watching these other forms of life around me. The monkeys made me laugh and remember to have fun and be silly. And believe me, I was a serious little girl. It's almost like my father said that I was like an old lady when I was younger. And that kind of makes sense. But I always used to say when I was young, and they would look at me and family members and say, "You're 4. What are you talking about?" So I don't know what that was about. But those were the days when I would channel and say things I didn't quite know what I was saying too. So, but you know, the otters had a fluidity in the movement that, oh, that just mesmerized me. You know, it still does, because every move they make seems effortless. If you've ever watched otters, they just seem to go in this beautiful flow. I did, however, wonder if the otters ever got tired of swimming up and down the same area, and I wondered how they felt. So I think it's wonderful that change has brought larger surroundings of animal parks as opposed to zoos and smaller confined spaces. And I have a family member that detests zoos, and I get that. So I'm not advocating any way for this. I'm just sharing my experiences as a youth. And it is here in this park, in the little zoo, I connected with not just trees and squirrels, but other forms of life. And different species brought magical gifts. And for that, I'm grateful. You know, what was born in me was an awareness of the beauty of the difference in forms of life. The divine expresses itself in many forms. I'm grateful that this reverence for different species opened my heart in a deeper way. That was a shift. Did I know at the time I was having a life-changing shift that would affect me deeply? No, I did not. I was too busy experiencing and nurturing my being, my spirit. We don't always see it right away. You know, the other day, Brendan was driving, and we were headed somewhere, and just as I felt the presence of a loved one in spirit, I saw a dragonfly in front of us. It then lowered itself down and slowly swept across our windshield about nose level. I mean, you couldn't miss it. Not only did I feel the loving presence of the spirit world, but I was aware that beauty is all around us. And then I was thinking, wow, that was really beautiful. That was thinking that might have been closer to like 5 or 6 days ago. And I said to the spirit world, thank you for the dragonfly. Thank you, loved ones. Hello. And I always say hello to the spirit world. And just yesterday, different patterning, but again, there was a dragonfly, this time coming straight for us, and then slowly went up the windshield. I mean, you wonder how they don't end up hitting the windshield. It was so deliberate. That was another little sign or miracle. Because I know our loved ones are always trying to let us know that they're around and that they're okay. Those little miracles are everywhere. You know, every day I look out at the garden, and it's such a miracle to pick a berry that has grown where nothing was months before. You know, in the fall, we cut the bushes down to the ground and nothing is there. In March, it may be that like a sprout comes up, but by May, bushes are regrowing, and 6 or 8 weeks later, berries emerge. And I'm popping one into my mouth, a mouthful of raspberry goodness, fresh, organic, right from the yard. You know, even if I'm away from home and I buy some berries, I'm still reminded of the miracle because it's in my awareness already. It's just that they came from somebody else's yard. Someone else loved them and watered them. Someone else drove them here for me to buy in the store. You know, just another way that we're all connected. we don't just, everything's connected. We don't just go to the store and buy food. If we're buying it, somebody had to grow it. Somebody had to drive it, and someone organizes it to sell it. We're all so much more interconnected than we realize. Why am I saying all of this? I'm thinking of the miracle that all of us are, even if we don't know it yet. You know, in this highly creative time, those of us visioning something better are making a difference collectively, even if we don't see it yet. Energy is real, no doubt. And the more we allow ourselves to create more meaningful, joyous, and happiness in our lives, it does make a difference. And I know that some people get weighted down and wonder, are we making a difference? Yes, we are. You know, I'm thinking, like, we tore up our yard, our front lawn, and we put raised garden beds. We put a fence of berries. We added more flowers every year. You know, we added perennials, the plants that grow back. The perennials remind me that there is a time for everything, because they seem to die out and look dead, but they really change form and go dormant, and then they return beautiful as ever in another form that may look like the same form, but it's different. It's kind of an interesting concept when you think about our lives and our eternal soul. But much to my dismay, some of them replant themselves where they weren't invited as well. But, you know, at the time, I wondered if the neighbors would get upset. And we're lucky. We live somewhere where it wasn't a battle. You know, in fact, we meet people all the time who love our yard. Some tell us they're inspired by it. And we've even heard a couple of them say they purposely walk their dog here to see it. I mean, that just touches my heart in such a deep way. That there is a flowering of doing something you love, and it helps others. We don't do anything really in isolation. Everything we do affects someone else some way, whether we know it or not. We could touch people's lives in a profound way and never know it. I certainly experienced that. You know, I know many musicians who've dedicated their life to music, the arts. You know, musicians and artists that follow their true path, they give us music, art, dance, theater, oh, so many artistic, I can't say them all. But they all hold the ability to move our souls in a way that we don't normally encounter every day. They're reminders. You know, it's very meaningful. We may not always realize. Sometimes it awakens things within us. It has that ability to transform, to shift. You know, I'm grateful. An old friend of the family took me at 11 years old. I think it was an interpretive dance performance. I'd never seen anything like it. And I didn't really know what to make of it. And yet, it touched me deeply. It moved my soul. And I came away thinking, something feels different in me. A shift had happened. I just hadn't known it yet. You know? And speaking with a friend of mine yesterday, we were laughing about the synchronicities that are occurring at this time. I know I mentioned this already, but it's just, there's an amplification in the planetary bodies showing us it is important to stay tuned in on a regular basis. And it may be that last year, if you were tuning in, it may have seemed different. Well, it was. I know it is time for us to choose our positions now. If life is going along with no real pizzazz, then it's time for something different to keep the mind from going to sleep. You know, my life is good. I have nothing to complain about, although that wouldn't really help, would it? Complaining doesn't do anything but drain our energy field. Complaining, and I've done my share, so I'm not pointing fingers. But complaining or worry or any of that, if we have those kind of patterns going on right now, this is a perfect opportunity to input something new. Your soul is calling you to learn to trust more. Your soul is calling you to listen. It's so important. You know, I like to remind myself that, or my mind, I should say, that every day is a miracle. You know, have you ever noticed when you travel to a new area of where you live or somewhere you've never been before that your attention is heightened? Well, especially if you've never been before, then your instincts would kick in to say, pay attention. Well, I believe that we can make this work for us in a way to keep our energies up. Because our minds can be like an input machine that basically replays what we put in it, unless we allow something else to stimulate it. So perhaps, what is it that you could do today or tomorrow that would be different? Or what have you done to stimulate different thoughts? Here we're going to the next break, and then we'll be back for the last segment. So thank you for being with me. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back. So, another personal story for me about stimulating a greater awareness, because I think we have opportunities to do that in so many ways that we can possibly miss, you know. So every year we would do a lot of garden yard work, and of course we always enjoy the fruits and vegetables that Mother Nature provides for our efforts, every flower and leaf. You know, I dry herbs from the garden. Every year is always a miracle to me. And it has been for such a long time. I didn't always have a garden, but I've gone from not having one to having one to not having one to having one. So But, you know, watching a small seed become a full overflowing bed of green and then towards a light, a cucumber. Wow. That's amazing. Just amazing to be crunching on a cuke. And I love cukes from the garden because they taste very different than the ones at the store. Now, if you don't have a garden, you can take a trip to an area that has gardens to enjoy them. You know, that was me in the past. It's been me in the past. The beauty of nature. You can grow veggies in pots. I've done that too. If you have a sunny spot in your balcony or there's community gardens popping up everywhere, you know, or you can even start one if there's an area in your town that maybe the city owns, but they're not using it and they don't plan to. You can start one. It's actually easier than you think. And it is a great way to meet people in your area. And you have something to talk over in common already. It's a great way. And generally, everyone wants to share their little miracle stories or their woes too. So why am I going on about this? Well, I'll tell you, looking at what is growing or manifesting on the earth is an opportunity to look at life differently and appreciate it differently. Some people have even had what are called transformative experiences by meditating on plant life. So it's actually more common than you think. Maybe you've had one. Love to hear about it. So as the yard had been work, 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 and we love it, but I was thinking, well, it's time to put some more enjoyment into the yard because, you know, then we do all this work and then it gets really hot. And, you know, I think, well, we're not out here anyways, but we start getting up earlier. You know, we added a bird feeder and, well, then another. So, you know, this morning, I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize. Oh, okay. My phone is not on. So that's very funny. So this morning where there were never any birds, there are no less than 20 birds singing for their suppers. What beautiful sounds they make too. You know, do we take those birds singing for granted? Or do you remember to take a moment, breathe deep, and just listen? So it started there. And I am sorry, I don't know why this is going on. So it started there. And the next thing, we had a squirrel problem because the squirrel kept tipping the bird feeder and emptying it. So we decided to pay off the squirrel mafia, as we joke in this house, and we added a hanging basket of squirrel food. So it took Mr. or Ms. Squirrel about 10 minutes to realize that jumping in the basket was best. And now we see him happily sitting and having breakfast or lunch, and voila. Our bird feeder is left alone. So then the doves came, and they don't allow the little finches access. So we had to add another feeder. Great. So then I'm thinking, what kind of bird is that? And next thing I know, I'm downloading the Merlin app for birds to help ID them. I love the Merlin app. Well, then I couldn't see them close enough to identify them, so we bought binoculars. And now we could sit with our morning coffee or just a 5-minute break and identify and enjoy the sounds of the birds and see them. And we're learning something new, something less familiar, which takes our minds to a new place. You know, seeing as though I was perfectly happy, I didn't know I needed this, but it has really been exciting. There is a time for everything, I tell you, because If you had told me that I'd be having fun bird watching 40 years ago, I'd say, oh, okay. I mean, it's just the time. But I'm reminded of the magic of the universe right outside in our yard, which, of course, will now heighten my awareness when we go for walks. You know, they say learning is good for our brains. But I think it's also good for staying present in the moment and keeping our brains out of autopilot. You know, I'm pretty confident to say that I'm present, and I get it. But I also feel there are levels of presence and that each moment is beautiful and precious. And how easily we can take everything for granted. It's part of human nature, but that doesn't mean we have to accept that. You know, my spirit soars with joy when I let it. You know, how about you? I'd love to hear what do you do to keep yourself awake. Love to hear a comment on one of the media platforms that I expressed at the beginning of the show. I know there's a lot of people talking about waking up, and I'm not challenging that, but I'd like to add that we still need to stay awake. And that's just a way that I stay awake, and it serves me whether I'm in a joyful place or needing a moment of peaceful reminding. Because, you know, we can be conscious in many ways, but we can go unconscious when we eat. That can be our way of habitually going unconscious, gobbling our food down so fast that we didn't taste it. We're not conscious of what we're doing then, of the miracle of what we're eating. So I think just having a meal, just thinking about the next thing you eat, that was grown, somebody loved it, somebody grew it, somebody picked it, somebody brought it to the store, and now you're enjoying it. Or maybe somebody also baked it. Maybe you bought some pre-cooked food. Somebody made it. So I'm a big advocate of eating fresh and healthy food. But whatever it is, enjoy the energy that you bring to eating it. Because it does matter. It really does. So, get out of your comfort zone and do something different. But then breathe and be present with it. You know, have you ever tried something new and then it didn't seem to be for you? Well, now you know. You just didn't know it yet. You know, it makes me think of, so I have a very sensitive system, and I can usually, I go in, and I, because I know a lot about food and cooking, I can go into a restaurant and I can say, this will agree with me, this won't. I can sort of isolate. And it's funny because Brendan will equally always pick the same two items that I was going to pick. We laugh about it. This has been going on forever. It still is. So, but sometimes I used to say, well, I'm going to try something different here, something I wouldn't normally have. And there's a choice when I do that. If I go, oh, I didn't like that. I should have ordered the same thing. Well, or you can say, well, look at me. I tried something different. Think I might go back and enjoy the other item that I've had more next time, rather than discarding the fact that you tried something. You know, honor the fact that you tried something new, because that kind of gets you out of where you were to have something new, and sometimes it makes us appreciate. So I wanted to make sure I mention, if you're interested, I do have an online class starting in September for 8 weeks on working with your energy field. And I absolutely love teaching and supporting others. And, you know, if you enjoy that, there will be a sequel class to that for another 8 weeks. And this is a certification course on becoming a healer yourself and then learning to give healings for others. It's a very unique way of working. And I love teaching it. I feel that I was already a reader when I took some of this, and it really changed my whole approach. I would say that was most powerful. But you could take it just for healing. You could take it for if you want to work on your own energetic level, or, you know, this is what I did when I had health challenges. So check it out on cyntheaerosmedium.com. But if you are finding this time's a challenge, please remember that change is always a process. You know, in all this fast food, get it all in this instant download, pre-cooked food, on demand, movies, or whatever on demand, we can easily forget that it is learning to enjoy the moments, the journey. That's the key to a happy life. You know, when I was younger, my knowledge, my thirst, my hunger for knowledge and growth was so intense that I needed that reminder too. And, you know, I have my moments where I have to remind myself. And with planets retrograde, squares, trines, and all the planetary soup that's going on, it's a great time to take stock of what's working in your life and what's not. But don't get lost in the details. Just try and make a note. What would you like to change? What do you want to keep or bring in? Because living for tomorrow and focusing on the past is not where happy lives. And I've done both. If you live for tomorrow or live for the past, I've done both. And the moment is where we're truly alive. And it's something where we work on different levels of being in these courses. Now, the energy courses are offered both online, I think it's in the morning, and then an evening in person. You could also get an astrology chart done for a reading to help clarify some issues, but you still are in charge of where you want to go. So let's say you want to take a trip because you feel the urge to travel and it's all good, but you need to plan for your travel, save up money, enjoy the fact that you're doing so. And I think that's a good way to explain if you're trying to bring change in. Enjoy what's going on right now, even if you're realize that changes is always going to come and nothing is static in life. And don't worry about what's coming, because that's just going to bring your energy down. You've got to hold the space. You have a choice right now to uphold the energy of peace. And believe me, your state of mind matters, because everything is energy. Better yet, everything's frequency, and we can vibrate at different frequencies. You know, the spirit world is at a different frequency than us. So that's why we must shift frequencies to be aware of them. You know, I remember working with the most amazing vocal teacher years ago, and he transformed how I sang and influenced how I eventually taught. He worked with me first, getting me to a state of mind, and then he would invite me to hear other frequencies, which at first I wondered, what the heck was he talking about? Did you know there are frequencies you can't hear? Well, of course you do, because you're probably aware that dogs hear a high-pitched sound that you don't. That's why they have whistles. And when you hear a sound, it can be thin like a straw or thick like a rope. Because different frequencies create different sounds. None of this is woo-woo, it's fact. Well, it's possible to train your ears to hear different sounds you've not heard before. This is just an example of how frequencies are real. Dolphins have high-pitched sounds that I know because I've heard them. And they sound different than the ones in pools. I mean, the wild dolphins, they emit a joy that is absolutely incredible. But I talked about my experiences with this in the first show, so I won't go on about it here. You know, angels have a frequency that is a very beautiful feeling to me. We all need a balance of our heaven and earth presence. I try and be mindful that one extreme is not beneficial to our presence. You know, if we're all too much of one, then being one is really just like the other. You know, I've listened to many styles of music and there are extreme spectrums. But if you're stuck on one spectrum, you miss the beauty of being somewhere, let me say, and in kind of a more neutral place. So, you know, what I'm talking about here is being able to find a balanced spot within ourselves, even if our minds are chattering away at us, to strengthen who we are. Because most of our suffering comes from our minds. And I know this because I walked the path of healing from physical issues, and I know how much my mind struggled. And so that's why I loved offering this class on energy work, because it helped me immensely, you know. And if you meditate, kudos to you, because I, at that time, had a difficult time with it because of the extreme pain I was in. And the energy work that I did, it helped me with my mind. It helped me to be present. It helped me to a degree with my pain, although it was quite severe. So energy work is so powerful. Well, it looks like I had so much more to say and I run out of time. So thank you so much for joining me. Connect with me in one of the social medias. Much love to you. Have a good week. Thanks for listening.